Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council. Sander Hoyard is a researcher at the University Hospital Leuven in Belgium and investigates what physical measurements of the unborn fetus can predict overweight at birth, also called neonatal adiposity. Can you tell us what the prevalence of neonatal adiposity is and how do we define it?
The prevalence of neonatal adiposity is difficult to define because there's no real definition of fetal or neonatal adiposity. Most people use the birth weight of 4 kilograms, but they start using BMI, body mass index, at an early age after birth. But the curves are not so correct between 6 months of age and 2 years after birth. So it would be one of the sub aims of our study would be to define better definition of fetal to neonatal adiposity.
At what BMI of the mother are newborns at a higher risk of being overweight?
Usually we take the BMI of 30 because that's the definition of obese, but we know from the literature that even overweight mothers, so from a BMI of above 25, they already have an increased risk for a baby who is bigger at birth. But it's not only the BMI that is really important, it's also the gestational weight gain. So if a mother who has overweight and has a big gestational weight gain, then usually the baby is bigger at birth, has an increased risk of being fatter at birth. Yeah.
What's an acceptable and advised weight gain during pregnancy?
For an obese mother, so for a BMI above 30, the advices currently are that you should gain 0 to 5 kilograms at maximum. Between 25 to 30 BMI, the advice would be to gain between 5 to 9 kilograms, which is not very much because a lot of mothers, the average gestational weight gain is around 12 kilograms. So it's a really strict criteria. And there are even some people who say that maybe weight loss during pregnancy, but it's not recommended broadly, that weight loss is not a bad thing for people who have a high BMI, because we don't see a lot of implications on the growth of the baby if mothers lose a little bit of weight during pregnancy.
Can you tell us a bit about these measurements that you take before birth and what the implications are of your research?
We monitor the babies during pregnancy, longitudinal standard biometry growth, and also some novel adiposity measurements. We saw that the standard abdominal circumference, that's one of the 4 measurements taken, does have a good correlation with the ponderal index after birth. And the ponderal index, that's what we call the neonatal BMI. Another novel measurement is that the subscapular fat tissue, which is easily measurable for people who are familiar with prenatal ultrasound measurements, it has a good correlation with the neonatal fat skin fold measurements. One of the implications is that we would like to have predictors in utero already, because we know that the in utero environment is very important for the baby. That's what we call fetal programming. Because if they are born with a lot of fat tissues, the babies could be a higher risk of obesity later on in life. So if we could get predictors during pregnancy, we can already advise the mothers to take care of their diet or maybe physical activity during pregnancy to restrict the increasement of fat tissue during pregnancy so that the babies are not being born with a high risk profile.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.